Not all relationships are fair or equal. When it comes to sex, that is. Every relationship is different because every couple is different. We all have different sex drives, different erogenous zones, and even different turn-offs. Some of us want it and could have sex every single day. Others are happy with once or twice a week, month, or on a yearly basis. Perish the thought. It's orgasmic bliss when both partners are on the same page, no matter what page that is. It's frustration and pure hell when they're not. Let us just say there are no medical problems that we're dealing with. That becomes a different issue with a special set of rules. We'll naturally assume that both parties have a reasonable amount of attraction for the other. If the problem is your lack of desire, it would be a good idea to think about your own emotional feelings. I have to say, especially women, if our emotional needs are not being met, usually we are not very enthusiastic about having sex. Now, it's important to say right now that that doesn't apply to all women in all cases. Truth be told, I could have just had the biggest, most emotional, tear-jerking, name-calling, silent treatment have an argument, and after it's over, and sometimes right in the middle of it, if I want it, I don't have a problem doing the do. But hey, that's just me. If, on the other hand, you or your partner only want sex, chances are that it could be an attempt to replace some other need that's not being met. Not a good thing. Communication is extremely important. The two of you must talk about your needs, wants, and desires. Perhaps you or your mate needs a break from the usual and an introduction into some new and spicy experiences with each other. Sex can be a truly beautiful thing between two consenting adults. It can make a good relationship great. However, sex alone will not save a relationship. In most cases, it just prolongs the inevitable. What do you do if you're not in a relationship and your sexual desires is still going strong? Well, there are several options available to you, and perhaps even a few more depending on where you live. The obvious would be to help yourself. You know your body and how to satisfy your sexual cravings better than anyone. Really, you do. There is always the option of finding a good friend that's in the same non-relationship state that you're in and can handle having a sexual relationship with the understanding that it is what it is. There are several risks involved with this, so make sure that all consenting adults are in agreement to exactly what the rules are, and above all else, be sure to use protection on your privates and your heart. Last resort. Well, you can plan a trip to Rhode Island, Nevada, or go outside the U.S. to places where prostitution is legal. Do something you never thought you would. Pay for it. We all do one way or another. Oh, my God, I didn't just tell you that. Don't worry. If they ask, I ain't telling. That sounds like another article. I'll get to work on that. Enjoy yourself. Really. Don't forget, the most important sexual organ is the brain. So play it wisely.